Hansen said it was the worst day of his life as a journalist. Worst day of his life. Let me just describe this strip club filled with sodomites and men pretending that they're women, and at least a dozen children. There's even one couple in there that brought their young 3 or 4 year old, and they had another one, an infant, in a carrier seat. You can see the diaper bag and the bottle sitting on the bar, sitting on the table, the cocktail table in the bar. While the 3 year old is encouraged to go up on stage with Missa Missa, drag queen, transvestite, and go do a dance, which the kid does. One of the draggers' names is Mrs. Mister or something like that. It's on the Evite from Eventbrite. So Hansen says, Mr. Mister? Mr. Mister. Hansen said this is the worst thing he has ever seen in 20 years of reporting. He's never seen anything like it. He can't compare it to anything. He even sat there and he witnessed a 10-year-old or a 9-year-old, a boy, sitting at the bar. And I'm going, wait a minute, children can sit at bars now? No, I know if you go into a Crapplebee's or something like that, where they all have bars in them now somewhere, right? TGI Fridays, Crapplebee's, Chili's, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe there's no room at a table, so you can sit at the bar. You could sit in the bar area. You hardly ever see children sitting at the bar. If you do, maybe it's with a parent, and they're just having lunch or something like that. Kids not... The kid's not sitting there sipping on a Mai Tai. Hansen says he witnessed this kid tell his mother that he's not a sodomite, that he's not a homosexual. And then the mother comes up and says, don't listen. She says, don't listen to him. He most certainly is gay. Sicko doesn't describe it. I would say sicko, but sicko doesn't describe it. Yeah, play it. Pervert doesn't describe it. Maybe someone has a description of it. I don't have a description for this. Listen.
Y'all, I just finished up at the Drag Your Kids to Pride event here in Dallas, Texas. And I'll be completely honest with you, that was by far the hardest thing I've ever had to report on, the grossest thing I've ever reported on. I mean, overall, it was just terrible. It was disgusting. I'd like to talk about one situation in particular. I have a lot more videos that will be released. I'll be uploading a full YouTube video later on. But this one situation kind of just really got under my skin here is you had, you know, this family sitting next to us at the bar. You know, they're serving alcoholic beverages here. And they have a kid sitting there at the bar as well. And he's sitting there with his face, you know, plugged into his Nintendo 3DS. He doesn't care about the drag stars, doesn't care about anything going on there. His mom's trying to get him to pay attention. He doesn't care, still playing his games. And I overheard a conversation that was really startling. It was, he was talking to the bartender and he said, no, I'm not gay. And his mom butted in, interrupted this child and said, no, he is gay. Don't let him lie to you, he is. And the kid, you could just tell he was super uncomfortable. He obviously wasn't gay, but his mom's telling everyone he's gay. And he just sat there and played Nintendo the entire time. And I mean, he worked on a Rubik's Cube as well. I watched this kid solve the same Rubik's Cube 3 times. I mean, he didn't care to be there, didn't care about anything going on. And meanwhile, you have the parents on the other side of the aisle giving their kids money. They're wearing Trans Lives Matter shirts. They're wearing all of these shirts that they don't even know what it means. But just because their mom told them that it would look nice, and they're giving these kids money and having them throw it on them like this is some kind of strip club. I mean, I'm I'm truly just speechless. Like, I don't really know what to say at this point. I'll be doing a few shows on this topic and about what I saw while I was undercover and inside recording what took place. But just look out for it, guys. I mean, they plan on doing events like this in the future. We need reporters. We need people that are on the ground that are willing to go undercover into these events that are really just trying to expose.
Okay, so as I said, Taylor went in there in drag. He went in there all rainbowed up with a kind of a hoop skirt, if you will. A tutu, that's what it is, a tutu. Brought a smartphone fully charged with lots of memory, obviously, so that he could videotape. And then he posted a bunch of them. You can see them all. There's a story at AM Greatness. Deborah Heen has it at amgreatness.com. There's he took pictures of what the stage looked like. There are two signs, lighted neon signs, that the children who went on the stage were standing, that acted as a backdrop for 8-year-olds. One that looked to me like it was 3-year-old, a couple of 5 and 6-year-olds, and a half a dozen tweens, 9, 10, 11, somewhere up in there. The first sign says, I'm not making this up. For those of you listening and can't see this, first sign, neon sign says, against the brick wall, it's not gonna lick itself. Isn't there a law against grooming? This is pretty much solicitation of children. The second sign says this. Again, it's a neon sign on a brick wall on the, quote, stage, close quote. I licked it so it's mine. The sign is lit up. The children are beckoned to the stage. They stand in front of the sign. And with the drag queens then beckoning them to sashay like they do. And the kids, one after another, do so. While the parent, there's video. There's one sicko pretending to be a father, I guess, who can be seen while his child is perp walking with one of the groomers. You can see him on his knees so he gets a better angle for the video with a smartphone videoing his child. I guess it's his, as the kid walks towards him and he gives him, like, you know, the fist bump, the air fist bump, and the kid fist bumps him back. This is what parents are now doing with 8-year-old children on Saturday afternoons in Dallas, Texas. You have a middle church, there's only a half a dozen. There were double-digit kids in there. As I said, there was an infant in there. Our friend Daniel Rodriguez and some of the Crusaders from the Crusade Channel chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat, that is struggling for life this morning on a Monday. We're across the street praying acts of reparation rosaries to bring this to an end. Deborah Heen, who reports on this, shock video, small children dance with drag queens, give them money at Homo Pride event in Dallas. Memo to AM Greatness, stop saying that they're gay. They're not gay. They're sodomites, they're homosexuals. You let them use the term gay and it sounds friendly. It sounds fun. Just like Taylor, with all due respect to the guy that went undercover and got the video, stop using your terminology. Shocking footage has emerged online of a drag queen show for children that took place at a homo bar in Dallas, Texas on Saturday. The newly opened Mr. Mister hosted a Drag the Kids to Pride event where scantily clad drag queens gyrated in front of young children and invited them to join them on stage. And they did. Independent journalists Taylor Hansen and Aldo Buzzini infiltrated the event and recorded the depraved antics inside the venue. If you think you can do it like we do, I want you to come up real quick, a drag queen told the children. Do you have that one? Now, I'm going to play you the audio, but you need to see the video to do it justice. So this is a 6'2", 6'3" tall black man, obviously, looks to me to be an athlete. Big, well worked out. Totally in drag, dressed up as a woman, making this catcall to the kids who do join. Listen.
I need all my, if you know and you think you can do it like we do it, I want you to come up here real quick. If you think you can do it, if you think you can walk the runway with the girl, who wants to be a
There's six kids.
Head?
Listen to the parents cheer.
Come up here with me.
One mother pushes the kid.
You're gonna let you walk. You pick who you want to walk the runway with. You pick who you want to walk the runway with. Okay, go with her. You guys go with her. How about, okay, one person can go with me. Who wants to go first? You want to go with me? All right, this is my partner in crime today. You ready to do this? On the count of three, here we go. One, two, three. Let's go.
Those are parents howling. Those are women howling.
Come on back, let's go.
There are Dallas Police Department officers out there blocking entrance to the door. All right, enough. There are Dallas police officers blocking entrance to the door, telling one man that he was on private property, he needed to leave. And the man says, well, how come they can stand here? And then the cop says something to the effect of, they're with the event. And then the black man says, you can't play this one because it's got F-bombs in it. The black man says, well, it's the same sidewalk that they're standing on. Isn't that public property? And then the Dallas Police Department officer says, yeah, but you can't use it like that right now. You need to leave.